You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
Program this morning, we have the songstresses from Dr. Ignore, Sophie and Julia Cooper, coming to us all the way from whereabouts?
We're in Ōtautahi at the moment today.
Oh, sick. How's Christchurch treating you?
It's been, very relaxing, nice, cozy indoor sort of vibes, but we're kicking off our tour here tonight, so that's why we're here.
Sweet as. Yep. So starting in Christchurch, not in the North Island?
No.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. Christchurch is a very cool city. I hear it's,
We hadn't been here down here for about 4 or 5 years, and we really felt like we needed to return and reconnect with people here. Mm-hmm. Here we are.
Nice. Yeah. Very, very awesome. Now, I want to touch on the name Ignore. Is it an intentional reversal of the word wanker?
Yeah, it is. A bit of a joke. Remember it. You won't forget it once you know.
No, you truly won't. I bet you've been asked this a million times, but why did you choose that specific word?
Well, I don't know. Just our cousin thought of it, and we thought, that's the one.
Classic.
That was about 8 years ago now, and we often think that if we had that to make that decision again, that we'd make it differently, but seems some things you're just stuck with.
Yeah, some things never change.
You love them.
Yeah. you told me that you all were doing some Kundalini yoga this morning. How does that help you in your day-to-day or week-to-week life, in your life in general?
I think it's like you give yourself an upgrade. You know when you get an upgrade on your phone?
Mm-hmm.
And then your phone works better. I feel like it's the same thing,
mm-hmm.
but for the person.
Mm-hmm. It's the mind, body,
everything
and spirit.
Runs smoother.
Yeah.
Nice.
You're able to experience more great feelings.
Man, I'm glad to hear.
Then you thought we're possible. Yeah.
One of you, I didn't say which one of you specifically said this, but one of you said that this album is a concept album driven by being an open journal to the lessons of life. And I want to know, what are some of the lessons you've picked up between now and, I guess, when your last album, Rectified, came out about 4 years ago?
Julia, do you
want to... lessons. Well, we've both become mothers. It's a huge life shift, and mm-hmm. just the beauty of this gift of life is a huge lesson, and be grateful every day. And I suppose this album kind of reflects all of that. Oh, there's so many lessons, isn't there? Every day. What do you reckon?
For me, I feel like the biggest lesson has been taking responsibility for your own life and your day, your own day, and your own feelings and your actions, and you're creating your life. Yeah,
mm-hmm,
being
mm-hmm.
responsible.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So maybe growing more as a person, being a little more adulty, I guess, is the theme.
It's still fun.
Yeah. Still spontaneous and stuff. I think you can definitely balance both. Nico Tehuki, a.k.a. Casual Healing, the absolute legend he is. He's here on percussion, and he also had his hand in some post-production stuff, mixing and mastering. What did he bring to the table on this record? Because I imagine he had a little bit of an influence on the sound of this thing.
Well, he really just, he mixed it, so he got all the levels right, and then we wanted him to add dubs. But other than that, our intention with this album was that the production happened when we were in the studio, so we wanted it to be like not produced other than what we played. And then he did record the percussion with Luther, our drummer, over the top, and recording Sky's violin. But other than that, we just wanted to keep it pretty much
what we sound like.
Close to how we sound as a band.
Nice.
And with some dubs on top of that.
It was all recorded in the space of 12 months. Do you think that was like a decent amount of time to get all the songs done?
It was pretty much recorded in 2 days, actually.
Oh, 2 days? Oh, sorry. It was. Oh my goodness! I thought the songs were made over 12 months.
Yes,
I can't remember.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, there you go. But recorded in 2 days.
Yeah. So it was. I didn't have any doubt that we could do it, but I think maybe other people in the group, you know, were skeptical, but we did it, and it was great. And That's, I think what's about us as a band and what we love about it is that we just, it's just the rawness of playing together.
And the one take is the best take kind of thing.
Just express in the moment and don't try and be perfect. Just do it.
Go for gold, so to speak.
Nice.
On the track Vibration, you'll seek to, I guess, rise above the artificial divisions imposed on humanity, whether that's, you know, racial divides or class divides or so on and so forth, for us to all unite and cherish life, you know, recognizing the kind of commonness between us all. I want to know, when did that philosophy kind of manifest in y'all, and was it chemically induced?
I think it's been always evolving, evolving for me anyway. You know, understanding. But I really like how you just put it into words, actually.
Thank you very much.
What about for you?
I think it speaks for itself, and also
I can remember as a child, about 11 or 12 year old, riding on my horse, just thinking like, there's something bigger out there. There's something more, you know, I think, feel like we always, it's part of maybe being a human and connecting to that.
Always questioning.
Yeah, totally. There's an urge, I think, here on the list for the listener to kind of be more present and be themselves, like on the track Put Yourself on a Pedestal, or the track Make Time, where you instruct the listener to make time for themselves. You know, has putting that into your songs, you know, made you guys do the same?
I feel like every song we write is actually a message to ourselves of what we're going through in that time.
Mm.
And we put it into a song, and then somehow we, on this journey of releasing it, and people connect to it, which is cool. But yeah, all those things are just what we believe for ourselves.
Yeah, and what we feel like we need to hear.
Yeah, what we're learning.
So that, I assume, helped you to, going back to those lessons of growing up a little bit more, that helped you kind of reinforce those lessons?
Yeah.
Nice. Well, you all are playing tomorrow at the Crown with Italics, which is super awesome. When was the last time you were in Aussie-Portsy, Dunedin?
Maybe 4 or 5 years ago.
Oh, before the lockdown?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Four years ago. So that's why we've been wanting to come back here. Yeah.
Nice. Do you have much time to spare, or are you just kind of like in and out?
In and out, really, yeah.
Very, very fair. Oh, well, you'll get to see some cool stuff and have some good food. I can give you some food recommendations after the chat if you want.
Okay.
But, thank you for coming on the program. If there's anything you want the, I guess, listeners to take away from this new record, what would that be?
Enjoyment.
Enjoyment.
Yeah.
Well, whatever you want. You might not like it. You might love it. Yeah. It's up to you.
I feel like it's open to interpretation. Just hope the music feels good to people. Uplifting. That's what I think.
Mean. Well, folks, if you'd like to see Dr. Bricknell live, you can do so tomorrow, Saturday, 8 p.m. at the Crown Hotel. They're playing with Italics. You can get tickets from drbricknell.com. Thank you very much for coming on the program today. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Zach.
Thank you. All right, folks, that was Sophie and Julia Cooper from Dr. Bricknell. We're going to play Almighty from their new album, Miracles, which is wherever you get your music. After that, and maybe a few other songs, at 9:30, we'll have another chat. We have Ponds coming through to talk about their new track, I Can't Change You. Here's Dr. Bricknell with Almighty. You're listening to The One.
One FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.